So the question is, when do I see a world federation coming about? It's coming about. It's happening. I think one of the mistakes we make is that we see that it has to be a proper government. And it, perhaps at one point it will be. But de facto, it's happening every day. Every time a small business person gets something made in China. And then not to mention, of course, the NGOs, both the public and charitable NGOs, but also things like the World Trade Organization or the Eurozone. These are just natural knittings together where we see, and this is one of the things that we see in orange and particularly green, is we just see how interconnected we already are. So there's a certain de facto, it's like Iran. In a way, the world police is coming together and saying, you can't have a nuclear bomb because you're too fucking crazy. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. But that is a de facto world government happening. We see a de facto world government happening in the rescue of Greece. As opposed to what amber conservatives feel about places like China, the fear of China currently is not its success, but its failure. Isn't that something? Actually, the way forward is for everybody to succeed. That's new. For most of human history, the way forward was to plunder your enemies and take their livestock and their land and their women, and we're good. But now, the way forward is to join the community of nations. And everybody wants to do it. That's what the Arabs are so mad at. They're, you know, they don't get why they're left behind. It's reflummoxing to them. North Korea, still this strange little outlier. Zimbabwe, you know, there's some crazy little pockets. But for the most part, it's a world government already, de facto. And only more and more and more so.